Good evening, guys. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you're with us. It is Friday night, August 7th, 2026. I pre-recorded this interview I'm about to do right now with Michael Weiner to play now. As you know, many of you, I'm taking off a little bit for a couple reasons. One, tomorrow, August 8th, is Melissa's birthday, so I'm spending some time with Melissa, my daughter, and my granddaughter. I'm also working on this, volume 3 of the Book of Revelation. Volume 1 and 2 have already gone to the printer. They're gone. I'm now reading through for the last time volume 3, making any final changes and additions to my 3-volume set on the Book of Revelation. So I'm working on that. And then I'm working on a couple other books I have coming out this fall. And I'll be back with my normal broadcast schedule on Wednesday, Lord willing, of this next week. So again, if you're interested in the Revelation commentary set, remember worldviewstore.com, worldviewstore.com. However, I wanted to get on here and record this special interview for you tonight before we go to whatever Logan plans after this, because I'm very concerned about where this country is going with our economy, with digital, with stable coins, digital assets, etc. I wrote an article the other day, folks. It's at worldviewtimes.com. Take a look at this headline. Millions of Americans are about to own digital assets they never chose, and most will never know it. That's the article headline I wrote the other day. Here it is. In August of 2025, President Trump signed an executive order opening up 401k plans to what the government calls alternative assets. That list includes private equity, real estate, commodities, and digital assets, which means cryptocurrencies, tokens, and stable coins. The order did not force anything into your account. What it did was remove the reasons companies were saying no. The Department of Labor promptly threw out its earlier warning, telling retirement plans to use extreme care before adding crypto. The warning was the main thing holding the door shut. Now it's gone. You probably don't log into your 401k. You are probably not going to log into your 401k one day and see a Bitcoin fund on the menu. That's not how this is going to happen. Here's how it will. Most people in a 401k are in something called a target date fund. It is the fund with a year in the name, like target date 2040. When you were signed up at work, you were most likely put into an automatically based on when you plan to retire. You're put into one automatically based on when you plan to retire. Most people never touch it again. The fund is not one investment. It is a bucket holding dozens of things, and the people who manage it decide what goes in the bucket. They do not need your permission to change it. Did you hear that, folks? Industry analysts almost all expect the same thing, a small slice of digital assets somewhere in the low single digits, quietly added inside these funds. Not announced, not voted on, just added. The law says you have to be notified. You technically will be. But look at what that notification actually looks like. The fund name never changes. It still just says target date 2040, for example. The pie chart in your statement lumps everything that is not a stock or bond into a category called other. The real details are in a prospectus, a long legal document that almost nobody reads. Nobody sends you a letter that says in plain English, we just put digital currency in your retirement account. That is technically legal and practically useless. Stable coins are not always stable. They can be hard to sell. They cost more. They can't opt out of just that piece. You can't opt out of just that one piece. Timing is everything near retirement. And we've seen this movie before. And I referenced the 60 Minutes piece from 2009 on people who saw so much of their 401k gone. Like Alan Weir, who was turning 60. He had a 401k statement. He was afraid to open the host. Croft got him to open it on camera. He was down $140,000, close to half of everything he had saved. He had planned to retire at 62. He told Croft he would probably be working until 70. Okay? So again, buyer beware. Buyer beware. Joining me now is Michael Weiner. Michael is the one that notified me of this. Michael said, Brandon, we really got to talk about this. Most Americans have no idea. Now, again, folks, we're just here to give you education. I do not give you financial advice. I give you financial opinion. What you do with it is up to you. Education is the key. But many of you are not being told these things. And you're going to say, well, if I had known that, then I would have done this. regardless of what you choose to do, don't you want to know? Don't you want to be informed? Right? Knowledge is acquisition of truth. That's knowledge, acquisition of truth. Wisdom is the application of that truth. I want you to have knowledge and I want you to have wisdom. What you do is up to you. We just want to be here to resource you and educate you. Joining me now is Michael Weiner. Michael, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Good evening.
All right, Michael, this is a very, very important topic. What do you make of what I just read? And that's in this article, by the way, that I wrote. It's over at worldviewtimes.com. What do you make of this?
Well, we have been literally raising this up and sounding the siren on this for over 2 years and even beyond that. And what's really disturbing to me is that nobody gets it. You think that we have learned from our past what happened in major meltdowns. And the only thing that was learned from the past is the people who are making money made sure that they don't lose money, but you do. And, you know, we say that. And then we see these people like in 2008, the gentleman on the television with Steve Croft, and Steve did a really good job on that, even going after the regulator and trying to ask the guy on there what he was doing. And you could see the guy squirming because they're not concerned with individual investors. I was just talking to a lady just moments ago from Worldview who was telling me about the situation of watching The Big Short, the great, and reality is, in all these shows, it shows you one thing. There's no concern, none of these movies, none of these exposés, about the investor. It's never about the investor. It's how they can generate money for themselves. Some people think I'm against financial planners. Look, at I started off what used to be as called a stockbroker. We had to have a graduate degree and all that, but that's irrelevant. What's relevant is I have nothing against financial people who have a limited structure for commissions and or get paid based on performance. There's another way they call that sounds a little bit confusing, but if you have somebody who's your advisor and they share your in some of your profitability, I got nothing wrong. I have nothing against that. But if you're dealing with somebody, make sure there's some lay to the land on how it happens. But when we're looking at these retirement plans and we're looking at what's going on right now and what the government's done, is what we said weeks ago, what President Trump said when he was asked, what can we do to get rid of debt? And he said, cryptos. Why? Because they want to restructure our financial system, creating a new financial system that's void of anything we really understand. And what I mean by that is right now you can open up your wallet, you know exactly what's in it. When they get done with this, you're going to have a token for that, a token for this, something for that. You know, you'll be so confused that they'll be able to call a duck a dog and you won't even know it. Your spending power will be changed dramatically. Devaluation will be done clandestinely. And it's got to happen because rather than dealing with the reality of the debt, they're just sitting back and passing it on to us again. Now, understand what Trump did there. By doing what he did, he's allowing an unregulated industry. Remember, the Clarity Act is all about regulating and controlling and putting not only a bad point, but the good point of it is it's regulating that industry, making everybody that works in that industry go through background checks, making financial responsibility on the companies. They have to report to the government their financial holdings, how they have that to maintain net worth. They have none of that. So they open the floodgate with all of these unregulated companies to sell to your 401ks that you don't have control of and your IRAs. So Reagan, God love him, I mean, quite honestly, he was right. In 1986, he created gold IRAs because he always felt that the government would look at ways to get their hands on it, and not just the government, but people. And that's exactly what's going on now. We were warning you. We've been warning you for 2 years. I said it when the Genius Act was passed, not last July, the July before that. This is opening the floodgate on digital money. Trump made $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion last year. He admitted it on cryptos. I got a problem with that. I love President Trump in a lot of ways. I don't like that. Okay. But we have to be one dimensional. For you people that are retired and you people that are retiring or planning, When you see, we could play that tip, a little bit of a segment, Brandon, with that gentleman again. You want to hit home. See these people. These are your friends and neighbors that are sitting there at the bank and finding out that what they worked for 20 years just was wiped out. It's shocking. And the problem is you don't get any forewarning. We give it to you and we're called extremists, we're reactionary, we're crazy. And then we turn out to be right. Brandon has been preaching to you and giving you information for 20 years and more, and everything he has said has come out to be true. I hate to say everything I said has come out to be true because I was there before the Dead Sea was dead. But at the end of the day, understand, a client told me that. At the end of the day here right now, I give you an example of me being right. 5 weeks ago, these guys saw gold go below 4,000 and they were all screaming that it's going to 3,000. And I said, no, it's going right back up. Where are we right now? We're at 4,400 almost. And I said, gold will be 5,000 by September. It's already gone up to 4,400 in 2 days, went up $400 almost. So understand the fact, opportunity to get things protected and also take advantage of pricing is in front of us. But when I look at this and getting back on topic, this is a formidable statement for the future, Brandon. That's how I look at it. I'm done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back to the headline of the article here. It's available at worldviewtimes.com. Millions of Americans are about to own digital assets they never chose, and most will never know it. They're going to be shocked. They're going to say, how did this happen? And we're just trying to warn you guys. What you do with the information is completely up to you, but now you know, okay? Now, I want to talk about something else real quick. But if you want to get the free no obligation packet from Michael in Swiss America, I've been working with Michael and these guys, I think it's now 18 years. Yeah. And is that about right, Michael? 18 years?
That was when I was 1112 years old.
You can get the free packet at 1-877-864-1072, 1-877-864-1072, or you can just fill it out at worldviewgold.com, worldviewgold.com. gold.com, fill out the form, they'll send it to you. Now, I talked to a friend the other day, someone I've known for, I don't know, 40 years, a friend of mine. And I said, did you know that Ronald Reagan created the gold IRA, that you could put gold into your IRA, put it into a depository where it is your gold physically, it's there, tied to your name, registered to your name, that they even created a special kind of coin to go into the IRA, and you could pay the tax if you have tax on it, and then take physical custody. Or you could say, hey, Michael, I've got $150,000 in gold over there. I'd like to sell $10,000, pay whatever tax, and take get a check. You could do all this. Michael can explain this. And this is this hedge against inflation. The dollar has lost about 30% of its purchasing power just in like the last 6 years. Did you hear me? The dollar, the U.S. dollar has lost about 30% of its purchasing power just in the last 6 years. How are you going to hedge against that? And that's where gold and silver come in. Am I right about that, by the way, Michael?
Absolutely. And additionally, you know, for those people who are looking for private dollar protection too, and taking physical possession of it, you can own something in your own personal portfolio that is totally void of reportability from the government when you buy it or you sell it. And it's one of the few options that you have in life anymore. We used to sit back when we were little kids and go, don't touch that. That's my private property. Well, my question is, what is your private property anymore? What do you have? That's offered to you that way. You know, quite honestly, if that's shrinking in front of us when we watch Mondani and his smiling little goofy face and all the other creeps that are running for office that my father and other people fought to keep out of here, that we ought to stand up against. But reality is that our spending power is being depleted. And something even bigger, Brandon, is at the end of the year, which is less than two months from now, September 30th, they got to refinance $40 trillion of debt. We did that on a show. They've got nobody that wants it. So Trump said, do it through cryptos. Again, juggling the books, with our money, with stuff that you don't know that's going to happen. Every time there's been a meltdown in this country, the only people that knew it was going to happen was the government. In 1933, people had no idea they were going to throw a sign in the window, shut down the banks, and 30 days later, give them a new money and not give them access to their money in the interim and make gold illegal for 40 years. What have the United States of America made illegal that was a tangible asset for 40 years? Only gold. Why? They feared it. That's why. It was a reality, and they knew they were doing something wrong, but they didn't care. And we let them. Now, in 1971, Nixon took us off the gold standard. Did he give us any knowledge the day before? Did he say this is the direction I'm going? No. He just told us on the 15th of August, 1971, guess what? I am temporarily taking us off the gold standard. Brandon and I played the short on it, and guess what? Temporarily is now, what, 70-some years later? 50-some years later? It's amazing. When they do this, you will have no forewarning. It's going to happen. It's not years away. It's months away.
And they're likely going to do it on a Friday afternoon, probably. Friday evening.
Exactly. That's when Nixon did what he did Thursday night. The reality is that you have an opportunity to protect yourselves. We tell people, we balance their portfolio. We talk about not owing money, not spending all their money, not taking everything and put it all into gold, but balance, 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 balance. Mm-hmm. And for those people who are not balancing, you will run to us in the future. It's like people, we did a show one time about an old Twilight Zone show. Remember, Brandon?
Yep.
When the guy put in this bomb shelter and everybody thought it was crazy until the bomb was coming down. They'll be calling up Brandon to buy freeze-dried food. They'll be calling up Brandon to buy other products that they offer, including satellite phones and all these, water, everything. And at the end, they'll be calling out to buy gold, and they'll get less of it and pay more for it. So you need to be proactive now.
And that's if they can get it, though, Michael, because if they put in capital controls, they may not be able to get their money out of their accounts to actually wire it to obtain it.
The first thing they're going to do, we've said it before, Brandon, is like musical chairs, stop the music. They're going to stop your ability to move things, and then they'll grab it up. That's all. That's all they did. And that's what they did in 1933. Roosevelt put a sign in the window, bank holiday. He said, 30 days from now, we'll issue new money. You had no choice. None. In 1971, it gave you an example of what's going to happen now, because when Nixon did it on August 15th in the evening, it happened the next morning. It was done. It wasn't 30 days later. This is going to be immediate. So you have to pay attention to the little lines on the wall type of situation of what's happening. And I really recommend, if you want to talk, you want to go over, I have no problem with discussing and planning with you if you would like. If you're going to go shop the world, go shop them first and give me a call and I'll straighten it out. Because, I don't want to sit back and help other people figure out what they need to do to sell you.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. What are you talking about? Has something happened?
No, not at all. I mean, if people have the right to shop wherever they want
But I mean, are people calling and getting you to educate them for an hour or two and then choosing to go somewhere else?
Well, they want it. Yeah. Well, some people want to. My advice always is, I'm not going to educate you for somebody else's advantage. Go around, shop everywhere you want, and then call me and let me have the opportunity of dealing it rather than me giving you all the information and somebody else twisting it to their advantage. Mm-hmm. I'm not that guy, okay? I'm not the guy who needs to sell you to pay his rent, because I don't have rent. And at the end of the day, my job is both spiritually and personally, and the people who know me, and there's thousands of people with me with Worldview Weekend, and the letters that we get and the responses Brandon gets from people is ones that we care. We care about you. We're here for you. We're supportive of you. We liquidate and get you money when you need it. We discuss your accounts and just about anything else you want to talk about. But we don't get money under management. We don't get any other fees. We don't get backdoor money. We only get paid once. Our relationship's like your dentist. You either do more business or not. It doesn't matter. And people can do, I've got a young man the other day, he's 18 years old, wonderful, good Christian young man, called me up. He said, saving my money. I watch Brandon and you. I want to be somebody that legitimately starts living a responsible life. I want to put it into silver. And I had absolutely, it was my pleasure to talk to him and help him. I don't care what you're putting in, as long as it's truthful to yourself. But right now, people have to pay attention. We've been working with you for almost 20 years. And one thing I know about Brandon House, he does his homework. If you're not a good person, he does not work with you. Trust me. So it's, you want to do your homework. You couldn't have a better ombudsman than Brandon to check you out. That's for sure.
Well, you're very kind. And that is true. We get a lot of people asking us to work with them. And if it's not something we would use, it's not something we don't use, we don't want to promote it to our audience. Sorry, not interested. Because we have a deep responsibility and trust with our audience, and we want to look after our audience, protect our audience. Look at this. I wrote this the other day, and it finally got posted. The guys got behind. The warning in the credit markets. And this was my commentary the other night. I was talking about that. I go into the article. In the article, I go into my conversation with Ed Dowd. And again, you guys need to read some of these articles. They're all available over at worldviewtimes.com. Worldviewtimes.com. You need to read these, folks. Do your own homework. And the articles are, again, there for you at worldviewtimes.com. How stablecoins can build the infrastructure for financial control. You see all these articles over there, folks? Worldviewtimes.com. Go and check out these articles and get yourself educated, and then make a decision on what it is you want to do. But I want to go back to the article tonight, which was, again, about most Americans will not know what happened. Millions will find out that they bought and owned digital assets and they didn't know it. They're like, what? How'd that happen? What's that about? I wish I'd known that. So again, don't be the individual who goes through something that makes you worthy of being interviewed on a TV news broadcast, opening up your statement as they did on 60 Minutes and being flabbergasted and finding out what the reality is. Again, we're just giving you education. I do not give financial advice. I give financial opinion. My opinion is you should do your homework. We have some great articles at worldviewtimes.com. And then you can call Michael for the free packet of information, 1-877-864-1072, or just fill out the form, worldviewgold.com. So gold's going back up, folks. We're now headed toward $4,400 an ounce. Silver is headed towards $64 an ounce. And so again, we're going to keep you posted on this, but I wanted to jump in tonight because I just had this article published today, on this. And again, it's because Michael said, I think you need to do something on this August 2025 executive order by President Trump. And so I went and researched it, spent a few hours researching it and getting this article up out here for you at worldviewtimes.com. I wanted to bring Michael on to talk about it. Closing comment, Michael?
All of us right now have to maintain what the founding fathers did in this nation. We have to, and this was found on Judeo-Christian principles. Literally, it's throughout our entire Constitution. I know the Muslims might not like it, but such is life. The reality is that the swearing in for an official job in the United States constitutionally is supposed to be on a Bible. Bad news for some people. But reality is right now, there's never been a more important time to speak out against what's going on. And there's never been a more important time to speak up and literally do your spring cleaning, as I call it, in a nice way on what you have. If you're retired, don't just assume because you're 80 years old that everything's fine, because you are no longer somebody to be looked up to, that you've lived a good life and you've lived responsibly. You're somebody who was on a bullseye, literally. They look at you, you got too much, you're not going to be around, they want to get it. They don't want you to leave it to your family. They want it. Socialism's all about total control. And what's bothering me about all the politicians is they are trying to totally, slowly but surely eliminate us, even though we're a constitutional republic, eliminate those constitutional rights that we have. And we need to be diligent. We can help you if you'd like. We can discuss options and we can logically come up with a plan. Or if you choose not to, I wish you the best. But if not, call us and we will help. I'm done.
Excellent. Thank you, Michael. Michael Weiner checking in. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Good night, Dolly. See you soon.
She's to my right on her bed, sleeping. All right. I wanted to jump in here real quick tonight with this pre-recorded interview because I think it's a very important topic. I hope you'll go read the article at worldviewtimes.com that we just put up today. It is August 7th, Friday, August 7th, 2026. My wife's birthday is tomorrow, August 8th, which is why, in part, I'm taking off a little bit of time to spend time with her and Libby and my granddaughter, and also want to give Logan a little bit of a break. But I'm also trying to finish up reading through Volume 3 of my commentary on Revelation. Volume 1, Volume 2 have already gone to the printer. They're gone. They're being worked on now. Volume 3, I hope to finish reading through this and making any final changes over the next few days. But I can't be on the air and planning shows and booking shows and doing all this and get all this done at the same time. I'm also working on two other books that will be out this fall. I'll be telling you about those soon, which ones they are, and we'll start pre-orders on that soon as well. So thank you for your patience during this time, or I'm not on the air regularly, but I will be. I'm continuing to do my radio show on Monday. On Monday, I'll be back on radio again, and Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be back with regular programming, Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, all the good shows you've come to appreciate. All right, so thank you again for all your support. Don't forget, we are a listener-supported network. We do need your support. WorldviewFoundation.com, giving drops in the summer, WorldviewFoundation.com. Don't forget, the October 23 and 24, it will be here before you know it, folks. Our 22nd annual national conference, it'll be here before you know it. So please consider getting your tickets for that. They're free, but you have to secure a seat at worldviewtube.com/events, worldviewtube.com/events. And if you're a Vault member, you at any level, you'll be able to live stream it if you're a Vault member. And again, you can join at worldviewtube.com/vault, worldviewtube.com/vault. Don't forget, we have also added Worldviewpedia. Just go to worldviewtube.com. You'll see in the bottom right-hand corner, Worldviewpedia Research Assistant. You can start using that. And there is our basic level and then our advanced level. You'll find all of the details at worldviewtube.com/vault. Great ways to support us to keep this going. All right. Have you missed my not being on the air regularly and doing programming? Well, just think about what that would be like if we went away forever. And that can happen, folks, if we don't have the support we need to keep paying the bills to do that. Okay. So thank you again, because it costs a lot to put this network together. The streaming bandwidth, the bill alone to push out free programming is around 10 grand a month. Okay. Not to mention all the other costs. So thank you for taking advantage of all the various ways to support us. Okay. And don't forget Gattatana. They're running a special. Your first order of Gattatana is 30% off. If it's your first time to ever order, 30% off until August 11th. So don't forget that deadline's coming up. Go ahead and get your order in and try it. I take it every day. Melissa takes it. Dolly gets half a scoop. That's at melissahousegpa.com, melissahousegpa.com. That 30% off on your first order ever is good until August 11th. So the clock is ticking on that. So I'm glad I remembered to mention that. All right. That does it for me breaking in tonight, again, to bring you this pre-recorded special. And we'll go now to a quick break and come back to whatever Logan has planned. Thanks for watching. Take care.